You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week we're talking about the visual arts. And typically, state and local arts leader Omari Rush is with me for this segment, but sadly he had an unexpected death in the family, so we're giving him some space and our heartfelt condolences, and I'll do my best to cover the visual arts on my own. Just this one time, Omari, hurry back. We're thinking of you for sure. And we're joined by someone associated with the Americans for the Arts, which we hear about a lot on NPR. Well, they're coming to our area later this month to conduct a workshop. So joining us to tell us more about that is Roseanne Weiss, a creative strategist working for the Americans for the Arts. Welcome to WEMU.
Thank you, Lisa. I'm thrilled to be here with you.
Let's start with a little bit of an explanation of what exactly is the Americans for the Arts. What's it about?
Well, it's a national organization, as the title might tell you, and it's an advocacy and support organization for arts organizations and artists all around the country. So it's got a wonderful website, AmericansForTheArts.org, with lots and lots of resources about why the arts are important in our daily lives as Americans. They really advocate that the arts are transformative and really intrinsic to our lives. And thus, the title of our workshop, which is Artists at the Community Development Table, which is just about that, why artists should be at every table.
Roseanne and I have been emailing back and forth to set up this segment, and she has a little graphic under her email that says 72% of Americans believe the arts unify us regardless of age, race, or ethnicity. That sounds like it goes along with what you just told us.
Yes, it certainly does, that we really think that arts isn't extra, arts is intrinsic. And I think that that's a really important thing to talk about, that the dynamic and value of the arts are part of all of the advancing of our diverse networks of artists and individuals and organizations. I think that we sometimes take art for granted, but it's there. It's there everywhere. Creative people are part of our communities, are part of our everyday lives. You can't sit on something and not understand that a very creative person designed that chair. So those are the kinds of things that we talk about. We talk about artist agency, meaning the power of artists to be part of our communities. We talk about what it means to partnership and collaboration, how we enter and engage and exit communities using the arts to advance the ideas and the regenerations of our neighborhoods.
Speaking of neighborhoods, you're going to be in our neighborhood later this month. Tell us about this workshop, when and where it's happening.
Yes, it's Tuesday, May 21st, all day. We start with a wonderful breakfast and networking at 8 a.m. We all know that arts and artists don't start till 10, but we're going to get there at 8 a.m. So we're at Riverside Art Center in Ypsilanti, and I'm very excited to be there. I haven't been there yet. So I'm coming with another of my partners in crime from St. Louis, Patia Elaine Anderson, who's a wonderful spoken artist. And she and I and another cohort, Con Christensen, wrote a guide that's going to go along with Artists at the Community Development Table. And everybody that comes to this workshop will get that guide. So locally, we're also very excited to be working with two artists from your region, Ryan Myers Johnson, who is a dancer, and she's the founder of Sidewalk Detroit, and Julia Quiroz, who is a writer and community activist right there in Ypsilanti. So we will facilitate the day. We will have all kinds of wonderful discussions and activities about the notion of what it means to do arts-based community development, what it means to be culturally competent. You know, again, how you enter and engage and exit a community with projects and programs, what it means to invite it into a community, the kind of power that artists have with their creativity. All of these are the parts of our discussions. And they're always very rich and powerful discussions. So I'm looking forward to the artists in your region being able to join us for that day.
Let me say this as objectively as possible. You're coming to the right area. So many amazing artists in Washtenaw County, Ypsilanti, and the Ann Arbor area. So I think you're going to be amazed by the people you meet and the work that they do. Is it open to everyone?
It's open to everyone. We're primarily targeting artists and some people from arts organizations, but I'm really hoping to see a room full of artists. We have to limit it to about 50 people because that's what we can hold. And actually, I think that that makes a great sort of rich conversation for that day. But, you know, I think anybody who's got an interest in creative placekeeping, in arts-based community development, who understands that their creativity has power to change things. And we all know that there are things that need to be changed, and the arts are part of the toolbox to do those things. I think often people don't think of the arts that way, but we talk about community arts and social practice and what that means to be with people in your community to make those kinds of changes that we all want to see.
And we're hearing more and more about the economic impact the arts have on a community, on the state of Michigan as a whole. We're hearing more about that as well.
Right, exactly. So I think, you know, here when I'm here in St. Louis, which I think has a lot of affinity to the area where you are, you know, I tell people that in St. Louis, there are 14,000 full-time equivalent jobs in the arts. And I always say, how many GM plants is that? So, you know, it's very important to think about artists and arts organizations as a force in all aspects of our culture and community. You know, artists pay taxes. You know, artists vote. Artists are part of what we need to be able to do to change things to the way we want them to be.
How late is registration open until for this?
You know what? It's May 21st, and I think if you go to culturesource.org, CultureSource is our local partner in this workshop. You'll be able to get all that information. I'm assuming that the day before will be when it closes.
All right. We'll put all of this and links to the event on our website, WEMU.org, and look forward to this workshop taking place in Ypsilanti on May 21st. And Roseanne Weiss, creative strategist working for the Americans for the Arts, thanks so much for joining us on this edition of Art and Soul.
I am thrilled to be here. I'm looking forward to being in your community.
Speaking of all the local talented artists that we have in our area, I wanted to mention that the West Side Art Hop is coming up this month, May 19th. A local art walk in neighborhood homes, studios, porches, garages, yards, and leafy Ann Arbor, taking place on Sunday, May 19th from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. You literally get to go to some of the artists' homes and see their work, possibly make a purchase, and there's such a wide variety of art you want to check it out perhaps in advance and plan your route. You can go to westsidearthop.com. And again, that is taking place on May 19th. Once again, Omari Rush will be back with us next month for Art and Soul, the Visual Arts. And Omari, we're thinking of you and we miss you. And I want to thank you as well for listening to Art and Soul, the Visual Arts here on 89.1 WEMU.